Pepsi.
Recently, Pepsi went up against Coca-Cola in side-by-side blind taste test.
Now, we knew, WJ, coming in, that you were a Coca-Cola drinker.
To be totally fair, only Coca-Cola drinkers were tested.
And I never knew a great Coke call.
Come on, Coca-Cola.
Yes.
Come on,
Coca-Cola.
Yes.
Come on,
Coca-Cola.
Yes. Is the new taste of Coca-Cola.
I never a great Coke.
Yeah, if you love Coca-Cola, take the Pepsi challenge.
Now, let me take
it. Is this a party broken? Any score crash?
Come on. Please.
That's the way.
Coke. I heard you were a big fan in the old pop is.
No,
I'm going to take that as a no comment. So,
come on.
No.
What I'm talking about, and you're not,
no.
Is that more people prefer the new refreshing taste of Coke
yet,
come on.
Over Pepsi.
Take the Pepsi challenge.
Take the Pepsi challenge.
No.
Let your taste decide.
Like they say, let your taste decide.
Showdown.
I'm going to let you taste two regular colas.
Well, they tested it in Texas. But Coke was on a stallion fare, Pepsi on an old gray mare.
Coke's tasted in L.A.
It's a nightmare.
Which one do you prefer?
This is the new taste of Coca-Cola.
In Wichita, St. Louis.
Which one do you prefer?
Coca-Cola.
It was clear that Coke would be on top.
Yes, all across this country.
Everywhere.
As we ecologists say. Well, I want you to take the Pepsi challenge.
Which one do you prefer?
When you have product A against product B. When you have product A against product B, sometimes clients want you to have a 50% more choice of theirs, so.
Which one do you prefer?
Can you do it without asking questions? See, the problem with a question is that you're forcing people to answer yes, no, and so forth, and maybe they don't have an opinion. If you can possibly figure out what's in people's minds without specifically asking them,
what we try to do is get a mental snapshot of the mind of a prospect. The trouble with focus groups and questions, you're starting to probe too deep. The average person doesn't think a lot about these products. That's not an accurate representation of their minds.
What do you prefer?
Talk about a classic confrontation. The heat is on.
Which one do you prefer?
Nitty gritty time?
Come on, Coca-Cola.
Nitty gritty time?
Coca-Cola, please, Coca-Cola.
I believe this ale.
When I pick up this shield, you tell me what you pick.
Pepsi.
It's a Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Pepsi. Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Pepsi. Pepsi. Pepsi.
Pepsi. Pepsi. Pepsi. Pepsi.
When you have product A against product B,
Pepsi Cola,
and they keep choosing the wrong product,
Pepsi,
Pepsi Cola,
either something is going on wrong with the product that we're trying to sell,
that's
or
a different taste.
What'd you say?
That's a taste.
Let your taste decide.
Well, that's a Pepsi taste is being a lot better.
Join the Pepsi table.
If you can, beat it. Catch it.
Pepsi.
Pepsi. That's a taste.
Yes,
it's a fact.
It's true.
This, this, this is the new taste of Pepsi Cola.
It's a fact. More than half the Pepsi drinkers tested in the Corpus Christi area preferred Pepsi.
It's true.
Now what's the drink that wins the test that Pepsi drinkers think is best? Tell the truth. They make no
doubt. It's a Pepsi.
He's a better taste than that than Coke.
New taste. The new taste of Pepsi.
shallow tap into that mind. If you want a quick shallow tap into that mind.
Coca-Cola, please challenge the new taste of Pepsi.
Take the Coca-Cola challenge.
So, if you're drinking Pepsi, who's drinking Coke?
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle dove.
I'd like to teach the world to sing
perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony.
I'd like to buy the world a Pepsi and keep it company.
Challenge this, Coca-Cola.
People think I'm Bill Cosby, but...
You never could have convinced me no other way.
I'm really tooth decay.